Shalom and welcome to the second hour of this special Yom Kippur special, Yom Kippur. This is the year 2020, but we're going back to 1990, 30 years ago, playing you the second part of a Yom Kippur special. That was September 23rd, 1990. I trust you're enjoying this little trip down memory lane. And many of you may recall that during the period of many years, Rabbi Shalom Gordon was giving a weekly commentary on the program. And he was a fantastic individual. Many of you remember him from his days in New Jersey and his wonderful family. The program begins with his commentary, and then we get to the music. So without further ado, here we go.
Very pleased to have with me once again Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Ahavat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, one of the days of all which usher in the new year, may it be a happy and blessed one for all of us, fills every Jewish heart with a sense of holiness. Unfortunately, for various reasons, the inspiration generated by this momentous day and by the preceding days of Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of repentance have not always been put to the best and fullest advantage. In some congregations and many individuals, the inspiration evaporates with the passing of these few days without a change or improvement in the personal day-to-day life of the individual Jew or Jewess. And when there is a lack of improvement on the individual level, there must inevitably be a lack of improvement on the social level. One of the main reasons for this failure is that the spiritual awakening and inspiration of these days are not directed toward the self, but towards matters relating to others. Not infrequently, these auspicious days serve as an occasion for general pronouncements on world problems, messages that do not implicate anyone in particular, least of all anyone in the immediate environment. This approach satisfies everybody since it involves no one. The concentration and preoccupation with world problems and resolutions, which in the majority of instances are beyond the control of those making them, provide a convenient justification for diverting the necessary and vital attention from the self-searching and the reappraisal of one's personal life. Yet it is precisely these areas that personal resolutions can be effective. Let us hope that with God's help, every Jew and Jewess, especially those who are leaders, will take full advantage of the sacred moments of the soul-stirring inspiration of the days of war, not in the direction of general world or national problems, but in personal response to the urgent call of these days. That call is the divine command, make me king over you. We must accept the sovereignty of God as our own king and master. This calls for tshuva, return, tefillah, service, and tzedakah, righteousness, all of which should begin at home, in oneself, and then around oneself, in the community, and ultimately in the environment of large. Agamach Sima Tova. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Gordon. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Ahavat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Back now to the second hour of our special from the Avoda, which describes the temple service performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We'll hear the selection Va'af Hu Haya Miskavein by Yesala Rosenblatt.
We are home.
Yes, the Rosenblatt with the Af Hu Hoyom Yiskavein. Apologize, I don't know who sings along with him, but when I find out, I'll be sure to let you know. The next three selections will come from the Asura Haruge Malchus, the story of 10 martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem for the sanctification of God's name. We'll first hear Pierre Pinchuk with Ela Eskara. These shall I recall, and I pour out my soul within me, for wanton people have devoured me.
Be the Hene Amishi
Pierre Pinchik. Continuing in the Asura Haruge Malchus, we'll hear Label Waldman with Sarfe Malo Tsaku Bamara.
Sarfe Malo Tsaku
Ti mi lo ti rami chanani umente
Vachabilei Zimahoyeras Sarfugulum.
Sorfe Malo. The final paragraph of the Asura Haruge Malchus is Zos Karoasnu. It will be sung by Shmuel the Goda.
Shepard!
With Zos Karoasnu. Shmuel Vigoda in his late 90s, in the Bronx, perhaps even listening this evening. Also, Moshe Gontchoff, living now, I believe, in Queens. We will hear him next from the Vidui section of the Musaf service. We'll hear him sing Atah Yodea Razei Olam. Moshe Gontchoff.
Ato yodeya, ato yodeya, roze yolom, roze yolom, ato yodeya, roze yolom. Vesalomo, si se recalcha, Ato 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 Yodeya Rosea Lande Salvos Si se Kol chadre boten ato Ato, ato Ato hofes Ato Ato hofes Ato Face call a ray button, a face call a ray button,
Moshe Gontchoff with Ata Yodea Raze Olam. Continuing in the Vidui, we will next hear Samuel Taube singing Al Chet. This is towards the end. Al Chet Shechatonu Lefonecha Bishvuas Shav. Oh. Cantor Samuel Taube. That was from Al Chait. We'll close the highlights of the Yom Kippur Musaf service with Moshe Stern singing Hayom to Amseinu.
Hayoy, 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 hay
Moshe Stern with Hayom Ta'am Tzenu. The remaining selections will be from the Ne'ilah service. The last of the Slichas Piyutim on Yom Kippur is Hashem Hashem, the Shlosh Esrei Midos, that is, the 13 attributes of mercy. We'll hear Zavol Korten with the last stanza of Shlosh Esrei Midos. This is Yehi Ratzon Lefonecha Shomea Kol Bichyos. May it be your will, you who hears the sound of weeping, that you place our tears in your flask permanently, and that you rescue us from all cruel decrees, for in you alone are our eyes fixed. Zavol Korten. Zavol Kortin. We next hear David Reutman's rendition of Atohiv Dalto and Nosh Meirosh.
I'm
David Reutemann with Ator Hivdaltor Enosh Meirosh. We now conclude the Nila with Leibler Waldman singing Avinu Malkeinu. We'll start with Avinu Malkeinu Asei Laman Harugim Al Shem Kodshecha. Our Father, our King, act for the sake of those who were murdered for your holy name. Leibler Waldman.
O vino malikeinu, o vino malikeinu, asei, asei, leman, asei leman harugi. Holy shame, God shall come. I have been, but I say, I say, I say, the mountain of him. I say, I say, I say, I'll say the Monte Vogim, all ye who do. Obino, obino, Monikeinu. O vino, o vino, Malikeinu. Oi, o vino, Malikeinu. O svei, o svei. O svei, le mal. I've been a Malik, I know.
We just concluded with Label of Waldman. This is the end of our third two-hour cantorial special. I wish all my listeners a Gemar Chasima Tova, a year of good health, happiness, and peace for us all. I thank you so much for your letters and calls. By the way, Box 711.
Okay, so we just went back 30 years ago to 1990. Hope you enjoyed this Yom Kippur special. and I expect to get on track very soon. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.